The theme of this week's Moodle Booze is themes. Yesterday, we looked at how you can create your own custom drop-down menu without knowing any complex coding or without even having access to themes files. So today, we'll take a look at how you can add your own stuff to the very top or bottom or even main sections of your Moodle site. Why might you want to do that? A good example was given to me when I went to do some training at a sixth form college the other week. They use Mahara as well as Moodle, and they're used to the message that students get whereby they can click to report objectionable content to the administrator. And they wanted to have a similar sort of setup in Moodle, but without having to create an HTML block or somehow disrupt the main page. They just wanted a subtle link in the footer to email the admin. Now, if as admin, you go to Settings, Site Administration, Appearance, and then Additional HTML, you can add in some HTML in different parts of your Moodle pages, such as, in our instance, the footer. Now, admittedly, in this example, you'd need to find out what the HTML code is to be able to click to open an email program, Mail2, but very often what you might want is easily Googleable, and it's much simpler to add it here than finding where to add to the files on your server. And if you change your themes in Moodle, this footer message or any others will still apply. And this setting, additional HTML, also lets you add support for services like Google Analytics if you're really into site statistics too. Okay, so we have our fancy flyout menus, we have our custom header and footer messages. What about the colours though? Another advantage of Moodle 2 themes is that many of them have their own settings pages which allow you to choose different colours for, at the very least, text and links, but sometimes also the background as well. And you can find these pages in Settings, Site Administration, Appearance, Themes, and then the name of the particular theme. They don't all have them, by the way, but a good one to start with is the brick theme. Because if you take a look at that, there are lots of options to change the colours. And again, you don't need to know colour codes. You can just pick from colour wheels. If you do look at the brick theme, you'll notice as well that there's an option at the top to add your own logo to your Moodle site. So tomorrow, in our next Themes for Dummies Moodle Boo, let's see how we can easily add a logo or a banner to your Moodle 2 theme.